experience to the role, and I think she's going to do an amazing job leading that department into its next era. And then I also want to announce that on Monday, next Monday, we will welcome Ms. Jen Starnes to the city manager's office. This is the last remaining vacant position that we've had for a while in the office, and it's our management analyst position. And she's going to bring, again, a plethora of skills and experience to the team, in particular on the communications and engagement side of the house. But she has had over 20 years of experience working in local government, currently or most recently served as the economic development and communications manager for the city of Danville up north. And so we're happy that we were able to get her. We had a very competitive recruitment and she stood out. So you will be seeing her soon, and you'll be seeing a lot more communications and engagement from our office and from the city moving forward with her on board. And then I wanted to also mention that if you happened to be at the Coffee with the City last week, you got a sneak preview of our mobile recreation vehicle. This is one of the initiatives that Community Services has been working on. As a reminder, the city received a very nice van donated from two individuals, from Mr. and Mrs. Ludwig, who have ties to the community. And we were able to get that outfitted and wrapped and unveiled last Friday. It's an amazingly colorful, exciting vehicle. Goes really well with the bookmobile. So it's going to be like Batman and Robin out there around the corner. But it's actually going to be one of the mascot names. Yeah, Skippy and Cornelius.
Skippy?
So we're actually going to bring the van to an upcoming council meeting so everybody will get to see it. And then lastly, at a recent meeting, you all approved a lease agreement with Zone 5, who is an aerospace drone manufacturer. I'm happy to report that as of yesterday, they have started the move-in process out at the second Winway location, and they are going to be up and running very soon after they do some minor TI improvements to the warehouse. But I want to thank a lot of staff who are involved in that project and getting them to this point. So with that concludes my report. Thanks, Mayor.
Great. Thank you, Chris. Council business and committee reports. Start on my left. Chris Beal.
Very quickly, I was honored to present at the Lewis Flampson Leadership Class, where I'm sure I met a few future youth commissioners, where I answered the very important question of what exactly is the city. They had seen us all at the kind of jobs fair, but I don't think they put it together like what the city does. They were sharp, they asked great questions, and the kids are all right. I was very happy to do it, so that's all for me.
All right, thank you, Chris. Councilman Bausch.
I spent a lot of time traveling with graduations and grandkids, attended 221 for our future encampment resolution fund grant, very informative, Coffee with the City, beautiful mobile recreation vehicle, and Skippy, so happy with Skippy. Spent a lot of time talking about the budget with constituents. Chris Beal alluded to this, so I'll just reiterate and confirm, please get involved. Look at this budget before we finalize it. It's a nice, short, 239-page document. We get a lot of question of why doesn't the city spend money and fix this or do this? We are doing right now, city staff is using what was, or money that it was approved 2 years ago, a year ago. They're going to be spending money that council is going to be approving next month. If you want to have a say in how your money is spent, today is the day to make your voice heard. Read that budget. There are lots of good examples of the different goals, different departments. You want to have a good understanding. That's the document to read before we pass it. If you have any questions, get in touch with your district representative, your council person, ask us, engage with us, and help us understand your needs. We'd love to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. Councilman Strong.
Yes, and actually this has been a relatively quiet time for me at the city, not at some of the national things, but I will be have a much better report or much fuller report at the next meeting, because I have a lot happening in the next 2 weeks.
Good. Thank you, Chris. Councilman Bell. Rick.
You okay? Here we go. So I also met with staff on the encampment funding. That's a very exciting project, and I'm very excited about it. I want to meet Skippy. I also attended LAFCO, which is staying within their budget, and for the first time in a long time, they're accelerating through their municipal reviews, which means they go through the processes of municipalities and special districts, and we're actually catching up, doing it in the five-year power period that we're allowed to do that in. So they're being really well operated, and it's a very unusual agency because it's independent from everybody, and they're doing a good job with their Rob is the lead. And then we had a really nice meeting with John Pashong, and one of the subjects that came up was somebody named Ashley, homeless services director for the city of Bath Robles.
Yeah.
And she is getting a lot of accolades from our local supervisors, and she's doing a really good job. And so a compliment to Angelica mentoring her and letting her set free and go all about what she's doing. And finally, the most difficult thing I did, I had to go to the beer festival and represent the city. I was very, very careful and only had 3 beers and ate lots of good food. But that's such a wonderful event, and it raises so much money for Pioneer Day. It's great. So, and thank you. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Steve. For me, I last meeting we had APCD, Air Pollution Control District, met. Nothing really major to report. Next meeting was the Paso Robles Groundwater Authority, and something there we need to know that the authority has gone ahead and moved forward with Prop 26, which essentially gives us the authority to levy fees on water users, the heavy water users. This is not the de minimis users in the county or that are smaller users. It's mostly the vineyard growers that are going to be doing that, and it's roughly $22 an acre foot. The $1.1 million budget that it's going to be covering is bare bones. Essentially, it just has two projects that it does. It's the evaporative transpiration that we use from satellite data to understand what water is being used on all these different parcels out there in the county, and also groundwater level well monitoring. Those are the two projects that we are funding as part of the money that's being used. Other than that, it's just annual report and keeping us out of trouble with DWR and keeping us in compliance with SGMA. One thing I will bring up, though, that is something that we need to understand is that, you know, our city, even though we're only 3% of the whole groundwater use in our district here, 3%, but we are actually in our water rates paying for SGMA, and I consider every one of us a de minimis user. So the board, as it is right now, is not planning on charging county de minimis users at this point in time, which amounts to sometimes 5,000 acre feet. But in our city, we already have it built into our water rate where we are complying, every one of us is complying with SGMA, wherein the de minimis users out there are not really paying anything currently at this point. So that might be something in the future that might want to be brought up and with the PRAGA. But anyway, we're moving forward. The budget had to be done by the end of June, which we'll have funding moving forward. I also had a meeting with the Paso Robles School District along with Councilman Beal and staff. It was a good meeting. Talked about a lot of different subjects and good in-person meeting. I think that was important to have rather than online. So next we had the meeting with Supervisor Pashong. Steve Gregory and I met with a good meeting, a lot of good discussion. The other thing that was kind of fun, I did this years ago, I think Steve did it for me last year, was a tour of, it was the Kermit King 5th and 6th grade students. End of the year, they're taking, you know, kind of field trips and such, but they came and we did a, gave them a tour of City Hall, then we walked over to the emergency center, we did police and fire, and then, with Melissa Martin's help, we set up a mock council meeting for them. They ran a complete meeting, they had their own mayor and council, and the idea was to discuss and make recommendation, a direction basically, about the Barney Schwartz water feature, wasn't it?
Replacing a soccer field at Barney Schwartz with a water feature, splash pad.
Right, they elected not to do it, basically.
So, I didn't know.
It was kind of amazing. I thought they would be all over that, but no, that was good. Other than that, that's all I had. It was fun, and we're here tonight. So next things I have is upcoming events. Development Review Committee is going to be June 8th at 4 p.m. Then we have Planning Commission meeting June 9th here in this room, 6:30. Development Review Committee again back on Monday the 15th of June at 4 p.m. And our next City Council meeting is going to be here in the Norris Room, Centennial Park, June 16th, 6 p.m. So at that point, I think we're all done. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Gregory, second by Beal and Strong. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We stand adjourned.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Pass the Rubble City Council meeting. We now join our regularly scheduled program in progress. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
We love naysayers on this program. What do you and I disagree about that makes you one?
Well, Arf, I'm usually not a naysayer, but I don't agree with you where this company should have to keep paying their employees. I mean, that's why the employers pay unemployment and all that stuff. How long should they have to pay for their wages, do you
Terry,
think?
I didn't say they have to. I think it would be a smart thing to choose to do it, and there's a difference. But if you thought you were going to lose your best people by telling them the paychecks stop on June the 7th and we don't know when they're going to restart, your best people are going to go out and find other jobs because they have the skills to do it. So I think it's smart business. And if the company says, well, you know what, we're not sure we're even going to start the plant up again. Maybe the damage is too extensive. Maybe they plan to just shut the plant down again or